Welcome to Empower Hour for Changemakers. Be the change in the world and within yourself. Every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lee Mitchell and an expert guest will coach on LinkedIn Live to help you navigate your career, life, and business, all in under an hour, with five action items you can work on each week. Nadine is a holistic executive career and life transformation coach, facilitator, and experiential speaker. Kadeen is the winner of Digest's Top 15 Coaches in Toronto. Kadeen will empower us today on navigating career transitions. So Kadeen, let's get started.
So I operate in two spaces. I'm both a career and a life transformation coach. I'm also a facilitator and a speaker. And what I do for my clients really and truly is hold space. I hold space. I help to give them different perspectives. I help to kind of motivate them, encourage them, hold them accountable as well for the goals that they've set out that they want to achieve. But it's really about seeing, helping them to see how amazing and valuable they are, helping them to get clarity as well and focus, especially during these times right now. I feel like a lot of individuals are lacking clarity, lacking like self-identity, like who am I right now, or who am I becoming? So it's helping them to kind of figure out that shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it comes to going through a transition, some of us lack the knowledge or the know-how to navigate that path. Actually, one of my dear friends is going through bit of a career change herself right now. She was recently laid off, and she is at the senior executive role. So, you know, she's not starting out her career. She's been in the field for a long time. And one of the things that she told me that she's most, I guess, apprehensive about is putting herself out there and, you know, having to get back into networking and having those conversations around, like, how do I share that I'm looking for new opportunities, you know. So I'm sure you must have that experience with a lot of people that have come to you, where, you know, maybe they've been let go, and perhaps there's a lot of feelings around that. So,
yeah,
how would you? What advice would you give people that are going through that type of transition and maybe are lacking a bit of confidence?
So the first thing that I would say is you really need to take a moment just to pause and to breathe into that feeling, that emotion, because there's nothing worse than going, you know, head on at breakneck speed, trying to find and secure that next opportunity when you're still dealing with some unhealed emotions, right? So the first thing that I would say is just to pause and figure out kind of what do you want now moving forward, and change your mindset about this being like a gloom and doom thing to how can I use this time that I've been gifted with? How can I now establish what do I truly want? What are my motivators? What are my demotivators? What are my core values? Because your core values are your foundation. So that when you're saying yes to something, it's a firm yes. Or if you're saying no to something, there's no FOMO or fear of missing out because you know that opportunity is not for you. And even when you receive rejections, right? Because no just means next opportunity. So it's really kind of assessing, who are you now that this opportunity has happened to you, that you've been displaced or you've lost your job? And who do you want to be moving forward? And what value do you bring to the current market? So I was working with a client a little bit last night over text, because I offer back pocket access to my clients to me. So we were kind of bantering back and forth over text. And she's like, I don't even know what value I bring. What's my value proposition? And I said, well, there's two things or two ways to look at it. What are you known for and what do you want to be known for? And she was like, I don't even know. And I'm like, well, what do people say about you? So it's just unpacking that. But really, the first step, honestly, Lee, is just sitting with yourself and reflecting on the work that you've done. And is that the work that you want to continue doing? And then equipping yourself with the confidence to kind of set yourself up for success, to be able to add value, use those transferable skills that we all have, because we're all a 10 at something. And then how can you add value to the job market in that area?
Yeah. So what are some of the tips that you give people to discover what those core values are? I've actually been through that exercise at a live session, and it was really powerful. And what I found out my my core values are freedom, relationship building, and trust. If I don't have those in my work, it's really hard for me and the people that I'm serving to succeed. So how do you, like, what, how would someone go about breaking down, you know, maybe their top three core values?
So I have a couple different templates that I use for my clients, and I have a couple assessments as well. But one of the easiest ways that I, that anyone can do is if you look at, I say, get a sheet of paper and draw a line down it and put 2023, 2024, personal and professional. What served you really, really well in 2023 that you want to continue those habits, those rituals, like what really lit you up in 2023? Those are the things that you value. And I'll share mine in a moment. And then what didn't serve you really well? Because it's also important to know what demotivated you or what you don't want to continue moving forward with that you want to leave in the rearview mirror of 2023. And in terms of identifying the values, I have like a cheat sheet of values, right? And you can have more than one, but my core ones are, and not necessarily in this order, but it's faith, family, fun, freedom, and flexibility. And I call them my five F's. Because once we're anchored in our values, then nothing can shift or shake us from that. And if we're not honoring them, it's an opportunity for us to say, okay, if I'm going to say yes to this, what am I saying no to? Right? And if I'm going to say no to this, what am I opening myself up to as well? So it starts with doing that self-reflection kind of exercise and figuring out what really matters to you. Do you want to work from home? Like, do you want that remote opportunity? Is compensation a factor to you? Do you like to travel? Is geography a thing? Do you want to work full-time, part-time? Are you open to contractual opportunities, right? So sitting with yourself to say, okay, based on where I'm at right now, what's going to serve me? And how am I going to show up as my best or my true and authentic self in this space right now? So there's a couple different assessments and exercises, but that's the main one that I would say is just start with personally and professionally, what served me really well and what didn't serve me. What do I value now in my life? And for me, it is definitely freedom and it's flexibility, right? So, and my family, very important to me. So what's important to you? Answer that question.
So that mention of family really strikes a chord with me. Some people, especially women, feel uncomfortable saying to an employer or, you know, discussing core values and saying that family is one that's really important to them because of the stereotype that we're not as dedicated to our career as, say, a male leader would be. So how can you... And I think it's important core value to have, right? We have a family for a reason because hopefully we want to actually spend time with them. Although sometimes it might be, you know, not always. But let's say that on most days we want to have time for our families.
Yes.
So how could we paint that in a way that is a win-win to an employer?
This may sound like ridiculous to say, Lee, but honestly, I truly believe that if your values don't align with your employer, so prime example, if I say that family is important to me, healthy boundaries are important to me, my personal time is important to me, if that doesn't align with the employer or the manager, then that's probably not the opportunity or the workplace or the culture that you want to be in anyways, because you should be able to bring your whole being to work, your whole being to all areas and aspects of your life. And if you can't do that, then that's where you really have to think, this may not be the right place for me, because clearly I'm not going to be able to have healthy boundaries. I'm not going to be able to have set hours or time or take time away if I need to take my little one to the doctor's, right, or an appointment. So it's really, that's where the values come in. If that's something that you truly value, your family, and this opportunity is going to go against the grain of that, then there's your answer right there, right? This is not the right position or organization dynamics for you to kind of even want to step into. Because you're just going to be frustrated, they're going to be frustrated, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the other thing on that note is it's not just about young children necessarily. Like, we're in an aging population as well, right? So it could be caregiving needs for our aging parents as well. So you know, it's not always as you know, stereotypical as one might think that it always. children that are holding women back in their careers. You know, we juggle multiple priorities in our careers and our lives throughout our life.
Yeah, exactly.
And even as our kids get older and our teenagers are getting into post-secondary school, you know, we're going to feel that pull in different directions because our families need us at for different reasons and in different ways as they get older. So, yeah, right. I like thinking that if I'm going to dedicate so much of my life to an employer, that they are understanding that, you know, we have lives outside of work. So really, that's really good to takeaway is just learning.
Exactly. But just to add to that, I mean, when you're in these positions, I always say you play a dual role. You're both the interviewee and you're the interviewer. So when you know what you value, what's important to you, you can, even without saying it, you can listen to, let's call them red flags or things that you know are not going to work for you based on the dynamics of the role or the organization and what they're communicating to you, right? So it's important for us to know ourselves and know what we need in order to be successful and to thrive in our work environment, right? So if you're hearing, well, we need you to be on call every other weekend, and you're like, well, every other weekend, that's not going to work for me then. Ding, ding, ding. That's not the opportunity for you, right? Mm-hmm. If you have to work random or various shifts, how am I going to pick up my child or how am I going to look after my mom and take her to her appointments if I have to be all over the place with my hours? That's not going to work for me, right? So there has to be that give and take with the employer. But if you're sensing that there isn't that flexibility, then again, that probably isn't the right company or culture for you to kind of waste your time investing in, because it's not going to work.
Yeah. So we have various different audiences that will continue to listen to our podcast. So a couple of audiences that I have in mind in terms of their needs are one, you know, obviously senior leaders, women that are navigating their careers, but also we have those that are entering into the workplace as well. And so for those that are starting out, so as you know, and I know you're mentioning that you're going to be at York University tomorrow, I thought I would mention that, you know, I have students that I support, so shout out to them. And they all are sort of really trying to figure out how they get that first big opportunity, someone that's willing to give them a chance, especially because my students are newcomers. So they don't have that Canadian experience, although now we know that that is no longer allowed to be asked for. So we're heading in the right direction for diversity.
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
So what advice would you give someone who's starting out their career and is a newcomer?
So putting yourself out there, you already kind of alluded to that at the beginning, which I know a lot of people find difficult to do. But what I would say is you're always in choice. You can put out as much or be out there as much or as little as you are comfortable with. But networking, we've all heard your network is your net worth. And it's so true, because that hidden job market, the 80-20, I was facilitating a workshop yesterday on job search strategy and, you know, goal setting. And that was one of the things that I stressed, is you've got to get out there and network with whatever you're comfortable with. But the more that you do it, the easier it becomes, right? So that's what I would say, is you could be someone's possibility. You could also be that hidden gem or secret that an organization needs. So showing up on social, like LinkedIn that we're on, the social media platforms that are going to be beneficial to you, liking and sharing content of employers or industry. So just really being intentional about where do you need to be, who do you need to become, or who do you need to surround yourself with in order to achieve the goal that you set up for yourself to become a marketer or an engineer or a coach or a writer, right? Surround yourself with like-minded, like-hearted people. And that sometimes makes it easier to network and to put yourself out there, because you're with like-minded, like-hearted individuals, right? So you have a common interest, which sometimes makes it easier for people to connect and communicate. But it's really just about putting yourself out there, finding that comfort. You know, maybe you have to pull a friend with you to kind of gain that comfort or confidence to speak and approach, but just find whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. And then bit by bit, you know, keep putting yourself out there is what I would say, just to start. It's networking. really important here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's really, I think, some great advice. And, you know, you have to practice. Anything you do in life requires practice. That's one of the reasons why I've decided to do this on a weekly basis. The show is just to get into the routine of it, to get better at it, to practice. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think it's really important to not give up after the first time and to realize that you are going to feel vulnerable and it is going to feel not easy at first, but the more you practice, the better these things become. Exactly. And giving ourselves sort of weekly goals, you know, this week I am going to reach out to, I don't know, how many people do you suggest if you were recommending? Like,
what's, if you're what's, just starting out, yeah, if you're just starting out, maybe 10 people a week. And if that sounds like, because here's the thing with goals, goals are made to challenge and just stretch us, right? It shouldn't be comfortable. So if 10 seems like, oh, that's a lot, maybe do 7, maybe do 8, mm-hmm. right? And then showing yourself grace and compassion. If you don't hit that number, that's okay too. At least you tried, and celebrate the wins and the connections that you do make, because that will continue to motivate you to keep mm-hmm. going, to keep moving mm-hmm. forward.
Oh, I love it. So another thing that's happening or is going to be happening, we don't have a date yet, but salary disclosure is coming. Yay. Yes. Finally, yeah. Less time wasting for applicants as well as mm-hmm. for people in HR that are navigating, you know, that tough challenge of getting the right person to apply for their position. And then, you know, having that conversation and making sure that everybody's on the same page mm-hmm. for that salary and that dreaded question of, you know, what's your salary expectations? No one loves to answer that question because, you know, you never know what the right answer is to give. So I'm sure you've probably, you know, helped your clients negotiate, you know, salary requirements. And so so if we're looking at two different audiences, mm-hmm. one being someone who is trying to figure out what jobs to apply for and they haven't been given the salary band. Mm-hmm. They even bother applying for the job. And then on the flip side, if we have some of our HR community listening, mm-hmm. what are the best practices that you think that job seekers would appreciate in how they approach their recruitment?
I would say research. You definitely want to do some research. Start with researching. Get to know the industry that you're kind of getting into. What is the benchmark? And then is that a level that would be sustainable for you, right, mm-hmm. with your livelihood? So I always tell my clients, have your, like, your bottom line. So I can't make below this in order to sustain my livelihood. Middle ground, this would be nice to have. And then this would be amazing if I could be earning this, right? So know what you're striving for. Know what would make you happy, and then what, I can't go any lower than this, right? So having those three level tiers approach in terms of compensation bands that you're willing to, you know, accept if an offer is presented to you, I would say would be kind of number one. And then the research. What is the industry saying? What is the job market saying? There's tons of resources out there. Glassdoor is just one that's coming off the top of my head, where you can do your research and figure out, are you even aligned with what the job market is? So is your ask aligned with where the job market is right now for a social media marketer or strategist, right? Or are you kind of way out in the field and need to kind of finesse your numbers so that you can, you know, be more marketable? But just researching and having conversations, informational interviews as well, will give you more knowledge and insights into what the market is saying, how to negotiate, how to pitch and value, you know, share your value proposition with other employers as well. So conversation, networking, research, and then having kind of like that scale of what would make you, what's your bottom line? What would make you, you know, comfortable? And then what would make you, like, over the moon if you were to receive that offer?
Right. I love that. I you know, I do that with everything, really, like the power of three, right? Three quotes, three options, three membership levels, right? Like all that stuff. Yeah. I think three is a good number. And so switching sides now, if you were asked to give advice to a recruiter or to a company that's struggling with how to best represent their company, knowing that their salary and benefits are maybe on the lower side. What kind of advice would you give to the HR community on employer branding and what candidates are really looking for? Because you obviously have conversations all the time with candidates about, you know, what are the things that frustrate them?
Yeah, for sure. People are really looking for flexibility, Lee. You know, a lot of individuals are looking for that flexibility. We've proved now that we can work from anywhere, right? So I always say you've hired an adult, trust that they're going to do their job. Until you see that there's productivity issues or concerns, then maybe it's a conversation, right? But flexibility, and what other perks can you offer? Can you offer more vacation days, personal days? Can you offer benefits from day one? So what kind of company or culture? Do you support a charity? Right. So what are the perks and benefits of joining this organization? Maybe it's a charity that I'm passionate about. I'm a huge mental health advocate. So if they are an organization that supports mental health and mental wellness, then yay, I might be all in just because of the way they view a cause that's important to me or a charity that's important to me. Right. So even with my clients, I always say to them, sometimes it's not just the dollar amount that you need to look at. It's the whole compensation package. So your benefits, what's important to you? Do you need health? Do you need dental? Is vacation important to you? Do you like to travel, right? Multiple times a year. Start times and end times. Do you need to start? For me, I like to start my days at 10 o'clock. I make exceptions. You know, if I have to, I'm an adult. So I make exceptions to start at 9:30 if I have to. But my preference would be to start my day at 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock on, you can book me all day, every day, right? But I like to ease into my mornings, right? So having those communications around what other perks and benefits you have to offer, I think is also key. Maybe you support educational tuition reimbursement, right? That's also huge, I think, with this time that we're in, because everyone is like on this mission now to become lifelong learners, or maybe they've always been one, but they've never had the opportunity through their employer. So maybe that's something that an employer can say, well, we offer 50% off your tuition or a certification, you know, mm-hmm. to up-level or upskill. So what are the other perks and benefits around other than compensation that you can offer that might be appealing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, even it's interesting, even a Microsoft Office business license allows people to access learning, right? So it might be too expensive for, you know, me as an individual, but as a business, you know, that's something that may make sense. And there are lots of benefits that employees can get through some of these licenses, and it's not going to break the bank. So yeah, I really like that you mentioned that learning, and it's a win-win, right? So, you know, empowering your employees to want to learn and the opportunity, and also I might also add building in the time for learning, especially in tech and industries that are changing and evolving a lot. Like, for example, marketing, right? Marketing is with the AI, I think we're rapidly moving at, you know, crazy speeds. So giving employees an opportunity as part of the values of the company to learn, I think would be really amazing. So I think that we should encourage employers to think about that long term.
I think so too. It's not important.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we are approaching 2:30 now, and so let's give our listeners and our audience five takeaways, five things that they could do in the next, say, week. To really move their let's focus on those that are currently looking for new opportunities, whether that is that they were laid off or they're just not happy quite anything in that realm. Five tips, actionable tips that we can give so that we can help empower their hour.
Yeah, definitely. So the first thing that I would say is the reflection exercise. Know who you are, know what your core values are, know what makes you tick, what makes you happy. And take the time to assess and reflect on that. What do you like? What do you not like? Right? Because we live in such a busy hustle, hustle, bustle world that we're constantly on the go. But just taking that time to be still and to figure out just by reflecting is important. And I think that relationship starts with you, right? The other thing, and I just heard this acronym, so I can't even claim it, but I heard this acronym APP recently, and it means assess, prioritize, and plan. So you want to place things in order of importance because our families are important to us. Finding a job is important to you, right? But also having fun should be important as well. And that's why I think it's one of my five F's that I mentioned that I value, because I feel like if I'm not having fun, then something's wrong, you know, because I like to have fun. I love to laugh. So, and then putting these things in prioritization and buckets, determining what is the right time for this goal. Because like I said, if you've just been laid off, maybe right now is not the time for you to go all in looking for a job. Maybe you need to do some healing. Maybe you were in a toxic environment and you need to kind of heal from that before you can step into something new, right? Because we can't, we've all heard, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? It just starts to overflow with the overwhelm and the frustration. And I'm supporting someone right now who was recently laid off, and we have conversations and I can sense the energy and I'm like, okay, we need to pause here right now because I'm sensing the frustration, and that's not an energy that I want you to channel into going into seeking this new opportunity, right? So we pause and we talk about something else, right? That's a little bit later, or we want to then something for the next session. And then the other thing I would say is, you know, setting healthy boundaries, create boundaries that are tied even to your values so that your yes, like I said, can be yes and your no can be no. So people will treat you how you allow them to treat you, but also how you treat yourself. So sometimes maybe it's something as easy or maybe not as easy, but I want to lose weight. But are you honoring that by eating healthy foods? Are you honoring that by kind of working out, right? And then the intentionality behind it, I think, is huge. Set intentional time for you. This is time that you've been gifted with. So what can you do now to better yourself? Maybe you need to upskill. Maybe you need to conduct a SWOT analysis on yourself to say, what am I strong in? You know, what are my true strengths? What are my weaknesses? And I love playing with weaknesses, Lee, because when we are fully aware of our weakness and self-aware, no one can use them against us. But then we're aware of it, so now we can figure out how do we shrink them or what do I need to do? Maybe it's time management. So I'm going to use my calendar more. I'm going to get an agenda, whatever that is, just as an example. But it could be just as easy as, you know, setting a date night with yourself. I've heard of people even making money date nights. That's a new thing for me. But it's really about setting the intention. What do you want the next maybe 5 years even to look like, or 10 years to look like? And be intentional around what do I need to do or who do I need to become in order to step into that. So I hope that's helpful.
I think those are some really great tips. And I love that you mentioned fun. And, you know, I think that more emphasis on having fun at work is definitely something that I think we all should be striving for. Because, you know, it's the thing that we do the most in our day, for the most part, for most people, is work, right? So why can't we have fun and work at the same time? And that's why one of the things that I say in my promoting of this live stream is fun experts, right? You can be fun and be an expert too, right? Because when we think of experts, we're like, oh, serious.
Serious and stuffy, yeah, I know.
Right. And that is not me. You know, I am all about having fun and not taking myself too serious and really just embracing. And because the more fun we have, the more relaxed we are and the more we can get out of our time, and it will be more productive in the long run when we're calmer and happier. So, yeah. So I'm really thrilled to see that Hilda has chimed in. Hilda Gann, she is so in alignment with all of really, I think, what you have said, especially when it comes to understanding your strengths and where your weaknesses are. And it's really important to know who you are. And Hilda Gann is someone who's always encouraging me to understand more about my talents and my strengths. And, you know, she's helped our community so much. Do you know Hilda?
I do. We've met a couple times.
So
small world, right? Good people know good people.
I know. And she... it, you know, really believes that you have to love what you do. And if you don't, then it's time to leave. So for those of you, those that are listening, know that Hilda Gann is going to be our guest next Thursday at 2 p.m. And she is going to be talking about imposter syndrome and really getting to know who you are and how to be confident in who you are. And that's something that I definitely struggle with, that whole area of imposter syndrome and not thinking that I'm good enough. And I know I'm not alone. So and I think this is an area that is really important to talk about. So Kadeen, thank you for being our very first guest of this live cast. And I'm sure you will be a guest for many times in the future. And Deborah Christmas is also giving a shout out to Hilda. Deborah, I'm really hoping will be a guest. She's doing so much in the space of women in leadership and getting women to embrace careers in tech. So she has two books, one on Please Stay, which is encouraging women to stay in the tech field. And she has a new book out, and that book is focusing on entering into careers within tech. So, Deborah, feel free to put the names of your books and a link to your books in the chat here, because people will be able to see that after. And, Kadeen, so in ending, why don't you just tell us, if someone wants to get empowered with your services, what's the best them to reach out to you?
Best way I would say is on LinkedIn. I spend most of my time on LinkedIn kind of sharing insights, empowering. I love quotes. You see me share a lot of quotes just to motivate and encourage individuals, especially during this time. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Kadeen Cooper, or you can find me on Instagram as well and Facebook. Facebook, it's Kadeen Cooper, and on Instagram, it's careercoach_K.
Okay, great. And do you have like a special offer that you...
I do.
Yes,
I do. So May is my birthday month.
Me too.
Yay. No way.
And it's mental health month.
Mental health month, which is huge. Okay, when's your birthday? Now we're like, putting it up. Mine's the 13th. May 13th. And this is a big milestone year for me.
What?
My 5 year.
Yes. Oh, I've done that last year. It's the best. Wow.
I'm so excited to enter this new chapter. I truly, truly am. So my offer is, and I'm just piloting something. And it's funny. I was chatting with a girlfriend earlier about this and she's like, how are you going to do it? And I'm like, well, that's why it's a pilot. That's why I want to test it out. Because I know there's a lot of people that have been laid off recently that possibly can't afford my services and my coaching. So I'm trying to pilot, and I was testing it with a couple of my clients, because like I said earlier, I offer back pocket access to my client. I always say I'm just a call, text, or an email away. You don't have to wait until our next session. So what I'm offering, and I'm looking for 5 individuals because it's the 5th month of the year and it's my year of the 15th. So I'm looking for 5 individuals to pilot this with at a very low reduced rate, where we will have a discussion, a chemistry call first to identify whether or not I am your coach to work with as well. And then we'll figure out kind of like on a sliding scale, what would you be comfortable with? Mm-hmm. To connect with me on a weekly or biweekly basis via text and email. So we'll pick a topic. What's the biggest challenge that you're having right now? And we'll walk through that via text and email. And I have templates and all of these things that I can share as well. But it's never just like about a one thing. So you might come with one thing initially, and then I ask you one question and it's a can of worms that opens up. So, but I save that to say that I will hold that space and container for us to explore whatever it is that's here, so that you can continue to thrive and shine in all areas of your life, both personally and professionally. So if anyone's interested, I want you to DM me the word May.
And then okay. So if you haven't connected with Kadeen on LinkedIn, her information is in the May. Do you know your, or actually I can put it in. Do you see the chat here with me as well?
I do. I can put it in.
Okay. Yeah. Stick your LinkedIn profile in the chat so that you see. Can you see it on the right there? If not, I can add it.
Right. But I can. Okay. I could put it in the private chat. I don't think I have access to the other chat.
Okay. So I'll take that link and I will add it to this chat. Okay. Here we go.
Amazing.
Okay. Wait a minute.
I can drop it in the chat once the replay comes up.
So we will drop it in the chat as soon as this podcast or this live stream ends. And yeah, so DM to Kadeen Cooper.
Yeah, what month are we in?
May.
Our birthday monthly.
Yes. So I think that this offer will definitely empower someone in under an hour. So I feel like we definitely have fulfilled our mission this week. And for those of you that are listening, please reach out with your questions, your ideas of what experts you want to see featured on future podcasts and live stream episodes of this Empower Your Hour. And again, I'm really excited to welcome Hildegann as our guest talking about imposter syndrome and building up your confidence. So thanks again, Kadeen. It's been a blast. And we'll see you over in LinkedIn, and you'll be able to put your profile information there as well. Okay. So looking forward to it.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.